It's like that energy when you're right on the precipice, right when you leap off the cliff, and things feel chaotic and there's a ton of energy, but it's also exciting. That is the underlying theme of the month. Welcome back to the Magic of Transformation podcast. I am your host, Stephanie Zeller. This is an enormous month. This is such a huge, enormous, crazy, intense month, but in such a good way. So I'm so glad that you're here. You know, these energy updates every single month are the most downloaded episodes of the month, of the year. And I think this is just one of those months where it's like, it's so important. It's so important that you know what's happening, because it would be easy to misread this energy and think something else is going on. So I'm so glad that you landed on this podcast today. If you're here, it's exactly what you need. Be sure to stay till the end. If you are new to the show, I have life-changing courses. If you really want to implement change, you can find all of those at thetransformationschool.com. You can also see some links to my other podcasts and some free courses below in the show notes. I'm so glad you're here with me. I'm so glad you're tuning in. So without further ado, here is your June of 2025 energy update. Okay, welcome to June of 2025. Before we get into your themes today, which there are going to be 5 themes this month instead of the usual 4, I'm going to talk about the overall energy that I'm feeling into this month. Overall, this month is filled with a super expanding energy. Now, if you think back to the times in your life when you've done something that's like really outside of your comfort zone and you took a big leap, a lot of times what happens when we do that is things can feel a little bit chaotic around the times that we're taking a big leap. We can feel a little bit ungrounded. It can just feel chaotic. It's like our nervous system is being triggered because we're doing something outside of our comfort zone. And anytime we're doing something new, our nervous system can begin to interpret that as potentially a little bit unsafe. However, we have this higher functioning of our brains, of our minds. And so we know that although we're doing something that is new, it's exciting. Like when we're taking a big leap, it is scary, but also exciting. That is expansion energy. It's like that energy when you're right on the precipice, right when you leap off the cliff, and things feel chaotic and there's a ton of energy, but it's also exciting. That is the underlying theme of the month. And I'm going to go into more specifics around it, but I just want you to feel into that there's just a lot of energy. Now, this actually started a couple of weeks ago. I felt this come in the last 10 to 14 days, probably more like around 10-ish days of May. The last 10 days of May is really when I felt this intensity come in. I mean, all through May, the energy was kicking up. But in the last 10 days, I felt like it super intensified. And that is going to now carry us into June. Now, if you bring your mind back to this cliff that you're jumping off of, the jump off of the cliff is kind of like this new opportunity. Anytime we have expansion energy, we are doing something that is slightly new, and that is what can create the chaotic energy or the little bit of like the trigger to our nervous system. So we're headed in a little bit new directions this month. Like when you jump off that cliff, you're headed in a new direction, right? You're no longer staying on the edge of the cliff. You're headed in a new direction, but you're also kind of saying goodbye to the old direction. So this month is very much a month of shifting directions. Sometimes for some of you, the direction shift will be very, very subtle. And I'm going to go into that more. Others, it could be big. But either way, with any direction shift, you're veering off the path that you were on. So there's also kind of this energy of letting things go and of like closure and of closing out the old and of walking away from the old. But there's a real difference here between doing that in an expansion energy versus doing it in kind of a death energy. So when somebody, let's say, suddenly dies, there can be a real heaviness around that. And there can also be like a chaotic energy around that. And when that happens, when we leave something huge or when someone dies or when there's an enormous dramatic shift in our lives, we often have to settle into that and grieve. And there's a big, long process. It's almost like the death or the loss of something occurs in a season of fall in our lives, in our inner life. And then we move into a season of winter where we let the land lie fallow and everything is happening beneath the earth. And we just have to sit with the change that has happened in our lives. So you can feel the difference between that kind of loss and closure and moving on versus okay, let's fucking go. I'm going to jump off the cliff, moving on. They're very, very different. And June is the jumping off the cliff one. So yes, there is going to be some like closure, some moving away from things, but it's not really anything we need to spend, let's say, weeks to months sitting in. Yes, there will be moments, hours, days potentially, or for some, even a week or two where we need to move through it, move through letting go of the old. And we do need to acknowledge it, but that's not going to be the focus. The focus is going to be on the horizon, on where we're going, on the expansion, on where that expansion energy is pushing us towards. So that is the underlying theme of the month, and it's going to be supporting all five themes that I'm now going to bring forward. So theme number one is, it's kind of twofold here. An energy really, really came through for this theme, and that the energy for theme number one is turbulence. And again, that's kind of like the theme for the whole month in terms of the energy. And then the actual theme is, you're being forced to grow in a new direction. So theme number one is an energy of turbulence, and you're being forced to grow in a new direction. So I want to describe this turbulence of theme number one in two different ways. The first way is, you're on a flight, you're headed somewhere, and all of a sudden there's insane turbulence. And it's just, it feels chaotic. Like you're like, whoa, what is happening? What is all this insane turbulence? I mean, it is like a shakeup. It's rapid, it's fast, it's disorienting, it's turbulence. Another way to describe this turbulent energy is, let's say you're going down rapids. You know, you're going rafting, let's say, down rapids, rapid water. And the rapids at first are really small and not much is happening. And then all of a sudden it gets completely insane. Like these rapids are crazy. This is turbulence. Now you have a couple choices in the moment of being hit with turbulence. One, let's use the rapid example. You're going down these rapids. The turbulence gets insane. The rapids get insane. You grip onto a branch off the side of the river. You just grip onto a branch and you're holding on for dear life. You're essentially like not moving. You're staying in place. You're gripping. You're freaking out. You're like, what is happening? You're being thrown in every direction. That's the first choice. Second choice is, you keep trying to go in the same direction you were headed in, even though you have an inkling that something was off about that direction. So taking the rapid example, I think the best way to work with this metaphor here is that you all of a sudden think that this energy, the amount of rapids is wrong. And you try to backtrack. You're kind of like, okay, hold on. Something's off. I want to keep going in the same way that I was before. And you try to kind of slow it all down and backtrack. And maybe you get out of the water, you go back up river and start going down again because you want to stay on the same path. You don't want it to get so turbulent. And so you keep trying to do the same thing again and again. And then choice number three is, you lean into the turbulence and you get curious about how this energy, this chaos, is trying to guide you in a new direction. So this turbulence is trying to force you to go in a new direction. It's trying to shake things up. It's trying to disrupt you. It's trying to disorient you. It's trying to get you to loosen your grip. And in option one and two of trying to stay on the same direction, or, you know, gripping really hard to the branch and trying to stay exactly where you are, you're refusing the turbulence. You're not getting curious about it. And in option number three, you are getting curious. You're saying, okay, well, hold on. There's crazy energy here. Something is super shaking things up. I'm feeling really disoriented. What is happening here? And you get curious about how life is using turbulence to get you to pivot, even if it's ever so slight. Because here's the thing, this turbulent energy, it's not like a fork in the road energy. It's not really giving you a tremendous amount of clarity in terms of, whoa, you're going down path A, you need to stop and you need to go down path B. It's actually murky. It's a little bit murky. So you probably know like the orientation, like, you know, okay, I need to slightly turn my body to the right, but you don't know what the path will look like or where it will lead you ultimately. It's not a super clear path. Like, sometimes we have these decisions in our lives where it's like, buy the house, don't buy the house, take the job, don't take the job, have a baby, don't have a baby. It's like really obvious, like path A, path B. And then sometimes all of a sudden there's a shakeup at work, or there's a shakeup in the relationship, or there's just like some chaos, there's some turbulence in your life, and you don't actually know what direction to go in. It's not super clear a path A or B, but you know you need to orient yourself slightly differently. You know that you need to not grip, not try and just keep doing the same thing you were doing over and over again, but you need to get curious and you need to ask yourself, okay, how is this like reorienting me? What is the slight reorientation that life is calling me towards in this moment? Again, this turbulence is expansion energy. So it's here to shake things up, to get you to move towards something better. But it does feel like quick jerks, gust of wind, all guiding you in a new direction. Now, this new direction could also be small shifts, very small shifts, or it could feel like a small shift to you in the moment. However, it's going to end up being huge if you allow the turbulence to shift you ever so slightly in that new direction. Let me give you an example. If a plane is taking off and it has an exact path that it is supposed to fly to end up at its desired destination, if it starts to veer off the path by even 1 or 2%, it will end up in a totally different destination. So even though the shift is ever so slight, it's actually going to lead you to something new. And whenever there's expansion energy afoot, it's always going to lead you to something better. The way you can use this, theme number one, is to ask yourself, where do things feel chaotic in my life? Like, where are the mix-ups? Where are the shake-ups? Where's the chaos? Where's the quick jerks, the sudden pivots, maybe even the shoe dropping? Where's everything feels kind of crazy? That place, the place in your life, the situations in your life, the people in your life, all of that, where you're feeling the most turbulence, is where you're being guided to shift and grow in a new direction. Now, as I said, in terms of the underlying theme of the month, when we slightly start to shift in a new direction, it also means that we're letting go of an old direction. So again, there is a subtle undercurrent theme of endings and closure this month. However, that's not going to be your focus. Like, the turbulence is going to be so intense that you're going to be focused on the slight shift where you're headed towards versus what you're leaving behind. I feel like a lot of what it's going to feel like in terms of leaving behind, and I'm actually already feeling this, so starting to feel it at the end of May, is you're leaving behind old versions of you, like who you used to be. So for me, I was leaving behind a perspective that I held for a really long time due to some childhood circumstances. And I was finding myself really releasing those. And I had a whole new perspective shift. And it was actually so freeing, and it was so beautiful, and it was so healing. And I felt so integrated. But I also at the same time had a day of grief coming up where I was like releasing the old way of seeing and the old way of being. So when you have moments this month where you feel a heaviness, a density, a grief coming up, the most important thing to do is just let it move through. Really, if you just let yourself feel your feels, you know, pull off the side of the road and just cry it out, get your journal out and just write everything down that you're feeling, I think for the most part, it's going to move. For those of you at least that, you know how to let your feelings and emotions out, it'll move. For those of you that you never let yourself feel your feelings, it's going to be a lot harder for you. And I would definitely ask for some help, whether it be from your coach or your therapist. But for those of you that you know how to let your feelings come out, that's what you need to do. You just need to let them come out, and they'll come out and they'll move. I don't get the sense that this month is going to be heavy laden with a lot of grief for most people. It's just going to be sporadic moments where you're letting go of the old as you're reorienting onto the new. And again, I just want to reiterate, the new isn't necessarily going to feel like this insane new path like that was so different from the old one. It's just going to feel like a subtle shift, but it's that subtle shift is going to put you in a totally different place down the line. So it's really, really important that you make it, because it's expansion energy. It's helping you expand into something better. It's subtle shifts that will actually end up being very expanding and very huge as time passes by. Okay, so theme number one is you're feeling an energy of turbulence because you're being forced to grow in a new direction. And you want to just get curious, any area of your life where you're feeling a lot of turbulence, things aren't going, maybe, like a lot of times turbulence is a shakeup or a disorientation. The regular pattern is being disrupted, like disruptive energy, where things you felt like were kind of just moving along, going smoothly, and they were fine, even if they weren't great, they're disrupted and now they're not. And you can't kind of continue moving forward in the same way that you were in that same pattern, on that same path. You have to change something because it's so disorienting. Everything is so disorienting and there's definitely like a disruptive energy, but it's not a energy of, hey, I want to destroy everything in your life. It's an energy of, ooh, you need to expand and you need to make these subtle shifts in order to expand even more into something better. So you're going to get curious and you're just going to say, okay, where is this turbulence happening in my life? And how can I make subtle shifts or pivots to be slightly oriented in a new direction, to kind of do it a little bit differently? Let's take a slow deep breath into that and a big exhale out. Theme number two is ditch perfectionism and get cringe. Over the last couple of months, I have started to believe that everything you want is on the other side of cringe. In fact, I've been posting about this a little bit more on Instagram and TikTok, and I plan to post about it even more. If you guys don't follow me, you can find me at Stephanie Zeller Speaks on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. We go through so much of our lives trying to avoid people saying bad things about us or thinking bad things about us. We want to appear a certain way, have things all together, not look completely ridiculous, completely embarrassing, not embarrass ourselves, not do something super cringe. But the fear of being cringe ends up limiting us in exponential ways. It ends up limiting us from being our full authentic selves. And instead, we only end up showing 5% of the world who we actually are, because we feel like, oh, that 5% is the only 5% that's going to be totally accepted. Everything you want is on the other side of cringe. You need to go all in. You need to look at the parts of yourself and of the things that you do in life that you're most afraid of showing and revealing, and you need to go all in. You need to show people them. You need to show people those parts. You need to show people your creativity, your weird, your quirkiness. You need to get vulnerable. You need to try new things. Let me tell you something. No one is watching you like you think they are. No one is watching you like you think they are. Because you know what everybody else is doing? Everybody else is afraid of being cringe. So over the last, well, probably a few years, but especially over the last couple months, I've let myself just be cringe. I like go into the cringe. I get more cringe. And I just decided, like, if people think I'm cringe, I'm just going to let them. I'm just going to let them. And as I have been more and more cringe and let myself just be who I am, I've also noticed that I have more energy and that I feel more creative and that I feel more lit up, and actually that new kinds of people are being drawn to me. I mean, like on my social media platforms, or, you know, even in my podcast or whatever, my emails, me going out into the world, just letting myself be more of who I am. And if people think that I'm cringe, then who fucking cares? People think that I'm cringe. Now, because this theme is coming up around ditch perfectionism and get cringe, what's also going to come up is our defensive patterns, is our tendency to want to be perfect, our tendency to want to people please, our tendency to want people to look at us in a certain way, all the ways that we end up hiding, they're going to feel amplified. It's almost like those defense mechanisms, those things that we've done in our lives to avoid people thinking bad things about us, or to avoid people looking at us like we are cringe, they're going to be more amplified. So we have to work even harder to discern what those things are, like what those defense mechanisms are, and break through them. So how do you try to hide the parts of you that you think others will reject? How do you hide the parts of you that you think others will reject you for. Here's one, and this is probably the most common, and it's probably one you wouldn't guess, and that is avoidance. Like, are you busy as hell? Are you distracted as fuck? When you are so busy and so distracted, it is oftentimes because you are avoiding or hiding from something. What do you not want to feel inside? And what are your excuses for why you can't shine? Like, oh, I can't try that new creative endeavor because I'm just way too busy. Oh, I can't join that group because I'm just way too busy. Oh, I can't get a coach because I'm just way too busy. Busyness is a defense mechanism. Literally, like 100% of the time, if you are busy as hell, you are hiding from something. When it comes to perfectionism, where and when are you trying to be good and perfect versus bold and creative and original? Where do you catch yourself thinking, oh, what is this person going to think about me? Versus just being bold and creative and original. Be cringe. Everything you want is on the other side of cringe. The feeling that I get around this theme, around ditch perfectionism and get cringe, is that the new direction that you're headed, like that slight orientation, is going to require a little bit of cringe for you to walk that path authentically. So maybe this is in your relationships. Like, your partnership isn't working. Your friendship isn't working. Your relationship with your child isn't working. And you need to try something different. And the only way for you to do that is to be a little bit more vulnerable and say how you feel and be cringe. Just put yourself out there in a vulnerable way. Be real. Even if that person thinks you're super cringe or doesn't want to be around you or doesn't even know how to respond to you, like, the slight orientation is to be more real, is to be cringe. Perhaps you need to get more creative in the work that you're doing in the world, but you're afraid of being a little bit more creative because that's vulnerable and that's scary. And you are worried people are going to think you're cringe. Great, be cringe. So really thinking about, where's the turbulence coming in? And when I slightly orient myself, am I worried I'm going to come off as cringe if I go down this new path? Great, that should almost be like your green flag of like, yes, that means that's the right path then. Where are you being reoriented by the turbulence? And is that new orientation making you fear being a little bit cringe? Great, that means you're on the right path. That's how those two themes are going to fit together. So let's take a deep breath into ditch perfectionism and get cringe. And a big exhale out. Theme number three, the winds of chaos are here to create disorientation, subtly remove what's not necessary, and show you a new way. Once the wind settles, you'll be able to look back and see all that was undone. So every single day, we're all locked and stuck in our patterns, our ways of thinking and seeing the world. We have perspectives on life. We have habits. We have things that we do that don't ultimately serve us. Like, one I've been trying to break recently is, you know, for a long time, I didn't pick up my phone first thing in the morning. And then I somehow picked that habit back up again, started looking at my phone first thing in the morning. And it's not very good for me. It like totally dysregulates my nervous system. And yet I still do it. And that's something that I'm trying to break. And right now I'm noticing that it's dysregulating me even more than usual. And that's where some of that like turbulent energy is coming in. Like, ooh, this is making me feel really bad. Okay, so what is the new way that I can subtly shift and do something different that is so subtle? Like, maybe instead of picking it up right when I wake up, I pick it up an hour and a half later. And to me, that feels like real subtle, right? But what if my whole day goes differently? And then I have the next day that goes completely differently. And all of a sudden, I'm starting to feel more power in my life, and I'm more regulated, and I have more energy, and I'm more alert, and I'm less distracted. And it just builds and builds and builds and builds and builds. This is kind of like just one small example of how this can work. Now, in all of our lives, it's going to feel a little bit bigger than that example. The turbulence is going to feel bigger than just, oh, I'm a little bit dysregulated because I'm picking up my phone. It's quite possibly going to feel very disorienting, like something crazy is going to happen. You know, another example, I just got a puppy, and this puppy is creating total chaos in my life. Like, there's so much more turbulence. She's has a very strong personality and is very stubborn, and it really is disrupting my days. And so I'm having to sit here thinking about, okay, how is this turbulence and all this screaming and barking from this puppy reorienting me, right? But this could also be something in work isn't working out. Like all of a sudden you're not making the same money you were in a certain way. Or it could be all of a sudden you get new opportunities and the new opportunities were sudden and you didn't realize that they were going to come so quickly. So a storm, disorientation, turbulence can come in a lot of different ways. And it's trying to just shake us up. It's trying to disorient you. It's trying to disrupt your patterns. It's spinning you out of control, because when you let go of the branches that you're clinging to, when you let go of the habits and the patterns that you've outgrown, you make change easier. Change happens easier for you because you're not dead asleep in the old way of doing things and like the monotony of the day in, day out. I just repeat every single day, like every single day before. You actually, in that disorientation, it's actually easier for you to start walking down a new path. So you're going to have like this gust of wind and this turbulence come in, disorient you, so that all of a sudden when the new path kind of presents itself, it's actually going to be easier for you to go on that new path because you're less stuck right now. Disorientation creates less stuckness. Now, again, this isn't like a kind of like my life is falling apart, tower falling, dark night of the soul kind of wind. It's expansion energy. Like it's bringing you to an edge of expansion so you grow. It's jolting, but not devastating. Okay, so how do you leverage this energy? You let it expand you without losing yourself and your mind in the turbulence of the storm. And you do this with daily anchoring activities that bring you back to a calm, still point within. So if you know this month is going to feel like turbulence, it's going to feel like a storm, you ask yourself, how can I anchor into the eye of the storm? Yes, even in the eye of the storm, I may be slightly lifted up off the ground and there's going to be shit flying all around me, but how can I just anchor there a couple times a day? So maybe this for you is going to be a walk. It's going to be meditating. It's going to be, if you're a student of mine, it's going to be a subconscious reprogramming or a hypnosis. It is going to be nervous system regulation tools. Again, if you're a student of mine. If you're not a student of mine, it could be, well, you could become a student of mine. But it may be therapy. It may be journaling. Just something that you feel like can help you drop back into you and reconnect you to who you are and to your heart and to whatever is deeper inside of you, like your truth, your inner home. You want to have daily anchoring activities to bring you back to the calm, still point within so that the storm doesn't completely spin you out. Because again, expansion energy can be huge. It's like enormous turbulence. And if you don't do those things to bring you back to your center, you can very, very quickly feel like you've lost your ground and you've lost your mind along with it. Theme number 3, the winds of chaos are here to create disorientation, subtly remove what's not necessary. And again, just to touch on that, there are things in your life right now. Maybe it's just perspectives, ways of seeing the world, or it's ways that you're doing things, or it's like actual things in your life that aren't necessary, that no longer serve you. This turbulence is coming in to try and remove those things. It's trying to streamline your life. It's trying to get you more aligned with the highest and best path available for you and show you a new way. And once the wind settles, you'll be able to look back and see all that was undone. And you're going to look back at this time. Like end of the year, you're going to look back at June, or even a month from now, you're going to look back and be like, yeah, that was crazy. There was a lot of turbulence there, but it did. It was like a good shakeup. It like reoriented me in just the right ways. I was able to let go of things that I no longer needed, whether they be certain aspects of you or things in your life. And they set you on a subtle new path that led you to a better life than you had before. So let's take a slow deep breath into that and a big exhale. Theme number 4, say yes to the extremes. This is like yes energy. Again, if you're in that turbulence in the plane or in the rapids, you're going to say yes to it because you know, because you're listening to this episode, this turbulence is here to help you. It's like a gust of wind lifting you up and forward and expanding you and moving you faster forward than you could have done on your own. This is expansion energy. It's here to help you grow and expand and manifest. It's here to help you. So you want to say yes to it. Even though it feels turbulent, even though it feels a little bit scary and disorienting, you want to say yes to it because it's all happening for you to get you to where you've been wanting to go faster. So you want to trust life, trust your higher power, trust the universe has your back. If things don't go right, if you get rejected, rejection is protection. If there are obstacles, obstacles are detours in the right direction. Everything that's happening is happening for you. When we're in the middle of a storm and things are being all shaken up and everything's spinning around, we're never usually grateful for the storm. We're like, well, what is happening? But then when the storm passes, we see that seeds were dispersed. We see that things that we no longer needed are now cleared and out of the way. We see that, oh my gosh, I'm on a totally new path leading me forward. And not to mention the gust of wind in that storm actually lifted me up and took me forward faster than I could have on my own. So it's here to help you, but it's so helpful. And this is why I'm so glad you're listening to this episode. It's so helpful to know that because that makes all the difference. So when you know that, you can lean into this yes energy. And what yes energy helps you do is it helps you to soften. It's like if you think of this as an enormous wave and you are stiff and your whole body is really stiff and you're trying to like dig yourself into the ground, you're going to get rocked. You're going to get rocked by that wave versus letting your body go soft, letting the wave roll you, pick you up, move you forward, and then it ends. And then you're like, whoa, I'm in a new location. This wave just like came here. It was like turbulent, kind of rocked me, but it actually felt a lot better and easier to my body because I softened into it and I said yes to this wave versus staying really rigid and then being thrown around, hitting rocks, trying to grip on everything, having a panic attack, freaking out. You're going to injure yourself a lot more. The way to lean into the yes energy is to know that you are being guided. This isn't just a storm of chaos. It is a purposeful, intentional storm that is here to help you. It's turbulence that knows exactly what it's doing. Like this turbulence knows exactly what it is doing. It is guiding you. And here's the cool thing. The new path or plan or direction that you're headed, it's already in existence. It's already there. You don't have to figure it out. It's already there. You just have to be guided to it. And the turbulence is going to throw you on that path if you say yes. Now, if you're grabbing onto the branch on the side, if you are stiffening, if you are saying no, if you are refusing to change, if you insist on being the exact same and not changing anything in your life, not doing anything differently, refusing to orient or pivot at all, then the storm's going to feel different to you. It's going to make you feel really bad, and you're going to feel worse and worse and worse as the month goes on. And that's because you're getting further and further and further off your path. Like your path right now, your highest path, the best path for your life, like your destiny, it's taken a little bit of a turn. And life is going to feel more in flow, easier to you. The winds are going to feel more tolerable if you acknowledge that. If you right now in your head just say, okay, yeah, my path is turning a little bit. Something new is opening up. And again, this could be amazing. You could be getting a new opportunity, a new manifestation, a new idea. Something new is opening up. If I let myself go down that path, the turbulence is eventually going to fade. I'm going to get curious. I'm going to get excited. I'm going to explore what this new path has to offer. Even if it's hard at first because I'm nervous and it means I have to be cringe and it means I have to be vulnerable and it means I have to learn something new and the whole thing can be really scary. Even if I have to do that, I'm going to do it because that's my highest path. Everything's going to start to feel more flow. You're going to have more synchronicities. You're going to have more intuition about how you're being guided. You're going to feel supported. You're going to feel like the universe has your back. Versus if you're like, no, the universe does not have my back. I'm not going to change. I'm going to stay exactly the same. And by the way, you're not going to be saying that to yourself. Like you're not going to be aware that you're doing that, but you'll be aware of it by you get opportunities and you're not taking them. You're consistently not taking them, or you're consistently not stepping up to the plate to the opportunities that you've already created. You're not stepping up in your power. You're not following through on your word. You're not following through on the things that you say you're going to do. You're not trying anything new. You're not getting curious. You're just getting pissed off and resentful and freaking out and anxious and angry that things aren't going your way. And when you do that, it's going to get worse and worse and worse and worse for you because you're making life the enemy. And when you make life the enemy, because you're doing that, you're going further and further off your path. And it's going to feel like life is the enemy because you're the one that's going further and further off your path. And whenever we're off our path, it hurts. Suffering happens when we're off our path. Ask yourself if you're angry, resentful, frustrated that life isn't going the way that you want it to. Okay, where's the turbulence and how can I let this reorient me? How can I say yes to this experience? Theme number four, say yes to the extremes. Let's take a slow deep breath into that and a big exhale out. Theme number five, bonus theme for June. You have what you need for your next right action. If you think you don't have what you need, then you're looking in the wrong direction. In other words, that's not your next right action. Sometimes when we're being reoriented, we can get in our heads, oh, okay, I need to do this. I need to do X. I need to buy a new car, let's say. But then you don't have the money for the new car. So then you start getting angry. And you're like, oh, I feel like I should buy a new car, but I don't even have the money for a new car. So how can I even do this? If that's the case, that's not the action. Maybe you do need to buy a new car, but it's not the car that you're thinking. Or maybe you need to sell your existing car first. Or there's something else you need to do. Okay. Like there's another step before that one that you do have what you need. So wherever you're being reoriented, you do actually have what you need. And there's something that I see people do where they have this immediate panic, urgent response sometimes where they're like, well, I can't do that. Well, I can't do that. Well, I can't do that. And it's like a panicky response because you think you can't do something. And so anything that you feel like you can't do, I would just pause, pull back and ask yourself, like, is that true? Or could I actually do that? Is there a way I could make this happen? If I have a sense of what my next move is there a way I can make it happen? Do I have all the resources that I need? Whatever your next move is, whatever your next right action is, you have what you need. That's like the message that really wants to come through. You have what you need to take the next step forward. And if you think that you don't, then it's either the wrong next step or you're actually looking 100 steps down the line and there's a bunch of steps that need to come before that one. So look at just the very next step. Don't look too far down the line, just one right action after the next one. That is what is best in times of expansion, by the way, because expansion energy can be so disoriented and so turbulent. We feel so disoriented in our minds that what we're going to try and do is start to try and grab onto and create narratives in our head about what is happening here and what's going to happen. Okay, I'm being ratted on this new direction. That means this is going to happen in the future. Don't assume that you're going to know what's going to follow the next right action. Don't assume that you are going to know what's going to happen. That's like the worst thing to do in expansion energy. Just focus on the next hour. Just focus on the next one step in front of the other, just one foot in front of the other. Okay. And again, if you go way in, like pull way back and just be like, okay, what is just the one action I need to take today in the right direction, then you'll find that you have what you need for that action. And again, if you don't, if you're like, no, I absolutely don't have what I need, then it's probably not the right direction and you need to find a different one. So theme number five, you have what you need for your next right action. If you think you don't have what you need, you're looking too far in the future or you're looking in the wrong direction. Okay, month of turbulence. Now, before I recap all of these five themes and the underlying theme of the month, right now, does anyone pop into your head that you know? Could be a family member, a friend, a colleague. Whoever pops into your head could really use this episode this month. And let me just tell you, like this month, with all the turbulence, it is so good to know that the turbulence means expansion and not destruction. Yes, like little things are going to be destroyed, but just knowing that this turbulence is here to help you and to expand you and to kind of push you in the right direction in a loving but chaotic way can be so, so helpful for people in turbulence. Everyone you know is going to be experiencing this turbulence in some way. So like you could literally send this episode to everyone you know. But let's just start with the first like 3 to 5 people that pop into your head and just honor that and pass this episode along to them. Just right now, hit pause, pass along to them because you just never know. You never know where someone is at and how this episode could drastically change things for them. All right, let's recap all of the energy, all of this expansion energy. So the underlying theme of the month is really about expansion. You are growing in a slightly new direction. You are kind of letting go of some old things, but your focus is going to be on the horizon and you're being reoriented. Everything is being disrupted around you so that you will head in a new direction. And another really underlying theme for this month is like trusting in that, which, you know, layers in on the themes. So theme number one is an energy of turbulence that is forcing you to grow in a new direction. Theme number two is ditch perfectionism and get cringe. Theme number three, the winds of chaos are here to create disorientation, subtly remove what's not necessary, and show you a new way. Once the wind settles, you'll be able to look back and see all that was undone. Theme number four, say yes to the extremes. And theme number five, you have what you need for your next right action. If you think you don't have what you need, then you're looking too far ahead in the future or you're looking in the wrong direction. So right now, I want you to bring to mind all the places in your life that you're feeling disorientation, that you're feeling disruption, that you're feeling chaos. Bring them to mind. It's like you're pulling in the wind with your body right now, with your mind, with your energy, with your body, maybe even your gesturing. You're like pulling all this chaos towards you. You're not going to push it away. You're not going to say fuck no to this. You're actually going to totally change. You're reorienting right now in this moment, and you're going to say yes. So in your mind, visualize all the chaos, all the disorientation, all the ways that you're having trouble stepping up into your power and being cringe, and just say, ooh, yes, like yes to it. Yes, I say yes to all of this because I know it's leading me in a better direction and it's helping me expand more quickly than I could on my own. I know this is here to help me. Yes, yes, yes. And you're going to open to guidance and support. You're going to know that the universe has your back. And then you're just going to start small, just one foot in front of the other, finding your new path, your new direction. Because my friend, it is time for you to expand. It is time for you to get to the next level. It is time for you to find something better than you imagined. And you're ready. You wouldn't be here right now, in this moment, you wouldn't be expanding. The turbulence wouldn't be here if you weren't able to expand. So big, slow, deep breath in through your nose. Big exhale out as you put a big smile on your face. And just say to yourself, yes, I am ready to expand. If you liked today's episode, share it with a few friends that you think could benefit. And leave me a 5-star review wherever you listen. Thank you for doing that. I so appreciate you. And don't forget to follow or subscribe to the show so you don't miss future episodes. Thank you so much for tuning in. Until next time.